గురువాష్టకం దేర్ ఇస్ అ స్టాంజా చతుర్విధా శ్రీ భగవత్ ప్రసాదో స్వాదున్న తృప్తాం హరివక్త సంఘాన్ కృతోయు తృప్తిం భజతస్య దైవ వందే గురు శ్రీ చరణారవిందం. ఐ హర్డ్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్స్ దట్ దిస్ చతుర్విధ భగవత్ ప్రసాదో ఇస్ లైక్ ఫోర్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ స్టఫ్స్ దట్ లైక్ ఈ చ్యూడ్ అండ్ ఆల్ లైక్ దట్ సక్డ్ చ్యూడ్ అండ్ ఆల్. So my question is, Maharaj, is it limited to that only, or like four types of prasad of Krishna is like nama rupa guna lila? When a disciple absorbs in these things, spiritual master will be so happy. Is that also is there, or it is just that four types of foodstuffs eating and Gurudev is happy? Because I have not seen this kind of thing anywhere. I want to
Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasadam Swadana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangam. I have not read any, I can't recall, maybe I've read, but I can't recall any elaborate explanation about this verse. I think maybe different people that are expert in Sanskrit, then of course they can, that know Sanskrit, they can take the words and bring out so many meanings. Sanskrit and Devanagari is such an extraordinary and beautiful bhasha and scientific language, and extremely complicated, and not complicated, but it explains the most complicated emotions and spiritual truths in a very, very beautiful way, Sanskrit. So we see Bhagavad Gita, for example, has Sanskrit shlokas, 700 verses. And the same verses can be translated very correctly by the words that are in Sanskrit. The same shlokas of Gita can be translated to indicate Brahman. So Chinmayananda and so many Mayavadis, this Ananda, that Ananda, all different Anandas that are Advaitins, and they're not Vaishnavas, and they don't lovingly worship Vishnu or Krishna or Ram with devotion in a personal way. But they have Bhagavad Gita, and they preach Bhagavad Gita and say that, you know, the Brahman is the conclusion of Gita is Brahman, and that all the verses indicate that. But then someone says, no, I want to tell you as it is. Well, it's as it is according to your perception. So the bhakta has bhakta drishti. So he sees everything according to devotion. Gyan drishti and bhakti drishti. The vision of the gyani, the vision of the bhakta. Just like a lusty man has a vision of a lusty man. Kam drishti. So a lusty man goes somewhere, sees so many pretty girls. Oh, look, all these pretty girls. I'm so excited. I'm so attracted. So now another one goes there, a spiritual person, a teacher. He'll say, oh, so many conditioned souls suffering. Let me give them the holy name. Let them hear the holy name in Sankirtan. Get some spiritual benefit. They're all suffering. They're so beautiful, and they're so attractive, and they're so attached to their bodies, and there's so much an illusion. And the higher you are, the harder you fall. So nothing more intoxicating than pride. So if someone is proud of their wealth, they become intoxicated by the pride of that wealth. If someone is proud of their knowledge, they become intoxicated, and due to the intoxication of that vast knowledge they have, they often act in crazy ways. If someone's intoxicated, they speak and act in a crazy way. You know, inebriated, intoxicated, drunk, mata, it's called mata, unmata. So he may have so much knowledge, but then because he's proud of his knowledge, he insults others, or he speaks badly or mistreats someone. Because of his ego. So the vision, depending on the position of the knowledge and the degree of the blossoming of the devotional heart, then one's vision will be different. It's called drishti. Divine. Divya Chakshush. The Acharyas explain in Gita that it's kind of a reverse of what's usually understood. Because the general presentation, this is the Aishwarya presentation of Vaishnava Aishwarya presentation of Gita, then the Vaishnava Madhurya presentation of Gita. And I'll give you an example. This is the example of Aishwarya Bhakta vision, the Aishwarya Bhakta. You know, the Vaikuntha Bhakta, or the, he says, oh, here it says that Arjuna was on the chariot. It's called chapter 11, Virata Rup Darshan of Universal Form. So there in the shlokas, Krishna showed his universal form. Thousands of faces and thousands of arms and massive teeth like razor sharp arrows and snakes and lions and everything in the universe. And all the soldiers rushing into the mouth of the universal form and getting smashed and crushed and bones cracking and blood shooting out of the mouth. And ghastly, horrible scene. So then it says in Sanskrit, Krishna Bhagavan Divya Chakshush. He gave divine eyes. So when Arjuna had divine eyes, then he could see that Krishna is the Virata Rup. So generally people, even they make whole museums. In Delhi there's a museum where they use this theme. They have robots. And they have something like this in the museum. They used to have 20 years ago. They go through this, it's called the Bhagavad Gita exhibit. You can see in Eastern Kailash. So the final exhibit, you sit down, and they have these kind of robots. Behold my mystic opulences. O Arjuna, see my universal form. So there's murtis of Krishna and Arjuna, you know, robots, murti type, just speaking and whatever. And then behind them, there's all kinds of animation and pictures of the universe and all the pictures of the universal form with thousands of mouths. So there's just one robot. Give you the idea. So this idea is that Krishna gave Arjuna divine eyes so he could see. So this proves that Krishna is supreme because he has a universal form. So when Arjuna saw that, oh, he got very scared. And he said, oh, I don't want to see this anymore. I want to see you. So our Rasika Acharyas, our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, give a whole different twist. One thing is the Mayavadi Advaitins and non-Vaishnavas, the Brahmavadis, they take Bhagavad Gita and they show how all the verses mean Brahman. You should surrender to Guru and realize Brahman. It's difficult. Klesha dikataraste sham. It's difficult, but realizing Brahman is much higher than Krishna. Krishna, you just worship Krishna to realize Brahman. Like this. Always think of me. You think of Krishna as being an expansion from Brahman. Manmana bhava mad bhakti. Always think of me. So even add a twist that. You think of Krishna, you think of the murti, but not that that's the supreme or that's the goal. That he's an expansion of Brahman. The goal is Brahman. Surrender everything and merge in Brahman. Sarva dharma pratyajam. Whatever, I don't know there. So I don't really, I'm speaking about Mayavadi or Advaita and Gitas and stuff, but I don't, basically we should avoid those things. Mahabhu tells, and Auntie Leela, Mayavadi Bhashya Shunile Haya Sarvanash. He's instructing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that he says, Mayavadi Bhashya. Bhashya means words, language. The Bhashya, rather, because like we say, Brajbhash. Bhash means words, language, and dialect, but it also means the commentary. So there's on Vedanta Sutra, Shankar wrote a commentary to kind of fluff out and explain the Vedanta Sutras, he titled it Mayavadi Bhashya. This is the opinion, this is the language, these are the words or conclusions of the Mayavadis, and he's the leader, Shankaracharya. So then what did we write? What is our commentary in Vedanta Sutra? Govinda Bhashya. So Govinda Bhashya. So Mayavadi Bhashya is the words and language of the Mayavadi. And the main Mayavadi is, and the origin of the Mayavadi philosophy is Adi Shankaracharya. So Lord Chaitanya said, don't listen to this, because if you listen to this, everything is destroyed. Sarvanash. Sarvanash. Mayavadi Bhashya Shunile Haya Sarvanash. Becomes. Haya means becomes. Everything becomes destroyed by Shunile, hearing these kind of ananda this, ananda that in Bhagavad Gita. We shouldn't do that. We'll lose everything. So those that are very familiar with Sanskrit, they can drive so many different meanings. And in your question you say, generally it's translated, it means that the Guru is always offering Krishna four kinds of delicious food. Chatravida, Sri Bhagavat Prasad. Swadana Chirtan Hari Bhakta Sangan. And then, the translation we see in front of us here, translate this verse, Chaturvita Sri Bhagavat Prasad, Swadana Triptan Haribhakta Sangan Kritveva Triptim Bhajatak Sadeva Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master, Sri Guru, is always offering Krishna four kinds of delicious food. The four kinds means food, some foods that you lick, some foods you chew, some foods you drink, they're drinks and liquids, and some you suck, like a chosha mango. You squeeze it all, squeeze it, then cut the end off it, and squeeze out the little poison first comes out, then you squeeze it and suck on the mango. So that's called sucking the mango. When the Guru sees that devotees are satisfied eating Bhagavad Prasadam, he is satisfied. I offer respectful obeisances unto such a spiritual master. So the devotee is asking the question, is this verse only talking about the guru offering bhog, the Thakurji, and then distributing prasad? Or does it have a larger or deeper metaphorical meaning that it means that the guru is what? Nam Rupa Guna Leela. The guru is offering Krishna the Nam Rupa Guna Leela, then he's distributing that Nam Rupa Guna Leela to others, and he becomes very satisfied. I haven't heard that nor read that explanation. And I was just saying that the experts in Sanskrit, they can see all kinds of meanings. So I don't know Sanskrit, so I can't say whether that meaning is there or not. And I gave the example of Divya Chakshush on the Bhagavad Gita. Everyone says this darshan of Virata Rupa, Arjuna received transcendental eyes, Divya Chakshus. So he could see that Krishna is actually Virata Rupa. But our Gaudiya Rasik Acharyas, they say, actually, because the general conclusion, the general Aishwarya Bhaktas, the Aishwarya Mayi Bhaktas, Vaishnavas, they will conclude. Someone will say, how do you know that Krishna is God? Oh, Krishna showed the universal form. Can your Sai Baba show the universal form? He can make some gold dust. He can make some ashes come out of his nose, or whatever, you know, whatever. Can he do this trick? Can he show the universal form? So when they asked Sai Baba, can you show universal form? He said, I can show you. I have universal form, but you don't have the eyes to see it. Then they say, but Krishna gave divine eyes. Then Sai Baba says, but you're not ready.
Yes, Sai Baba.
Yeah, I didn't know. It was long ago it was asked. Anybody that says they're God, people generally challenge them this way. So they're very clever at word jugglery. So you say you're God, you're Guru, but you say you're actually God, 100% God. Can you show, then prove you're God by showing universal form as Krishna did in Kurukshetra 5,000 years ago? And then the Guru says, yes, I can show you. Yes, okay, I want to see. No, but you need divine eyes. Okay, well, Krishna gave Arjun divine eyes. So then the person might say, but you're not Arjun. I'm Krishna, I'm God, but you're not Arjun. Now where do you go? Say, no, my name is Arjun Gupta. So they have their ways of slipping out. When the going gets tough, they slip out the back door. The Haracharyas say that, what does this mean, he gave divine eyes? And so this is the Madhurya Mayi Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta viewpoint of this, that Krishna, when Krishna was sitting, when Arjuna was sitting with Krishna, he was already seeing the topmost form of God. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Ete cham shakalampan sam, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. It's in the Srimad Bhagavatam First Canto, Chapter 3, Verse 28. He was already seeing the topmost form of God. And how could he see him? Because he was a Premi Bhakta. He was in Sakirati. He's a friend of Krishna. Arjuna is in Sakirati. So he has Premi Vilochan. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. One can see Krishna in his topmost rasic Premamayi form with the eyes of Prem. It takes one to know one. If you have Prem, you can see Prem. So he was seeing, but so that Madhurya vision of Krishna, Madhurya Mayi vision that Arjun had as being a Premi Bhakta, he's seeing the sweetest, topmost form of Godhead. Now Krishna wants to show him his Aishwarya form of Virata Rupa. So Arjun has to step down. He's already realizing, because Krishna's topmost form is the Virata Rupa. So our acharyas say, this verse proves that Krishna's form is the topmost. The Krishna with the two-armed form, just one Krishna with one devotee, one Krishna with each devotee, each liberated soul. So one Krishna with one Arjuna in the Sakya-Ras relationship of friendship is the highest, much higher than Virata-Rup. That's much higher than that. So Krishna, in order for Arjuna to see this Virata-Rup, he had to give him Aishwarya eyes, because Arjuna had Madhurya eyes. He had Madhurya prem-filled eyes. So now he had to get Aishwarya eyes. Because we say Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochana. You can see Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. So you can see Govinda with Prem eyes. You can see with Madhurya eyes, Prem eyes. But you can see Virata Rupa with Aishwarya eyes. So this is a very interesting explanation. Just turn the whole thing around. So even Vaishnavas can take the Bhagavad Gita and show the Madhurya Maya conception or the Aishwarya Maya conception, and what to speak of the Mayavadis. So this is the nature of Sanskrit. You can create this meaning or that. You can create a different Vaishnava conception meaning from the same shloka, or you can create an antithetical meaning of the Kaivalya meaning or the Brahman meaning, which is opposite. It's the impersonal view. Same shloka can represent impersonal view of absolute, or the same shloka can represent personal aspect. So when you're saying that these Chaturvedas, Sri Bhagavat Prasada, this means, I can't say that you can say like that or think like that, but I haven't read anywhere from my studies that this conclusion is brought out by any of our acharyas. We recognize acharyas. I have not seen any commentaries, authentic commentaries on this verse that I'm aware of. And not that it doesn't exist, it may exist, but I don't know. Because you can see that even the translation we have, because it says Chaturvedah, that's three kinds. Four kinds. That's clear. So generally we try to take the obvious meaning of Shastras. Sri Bhagavat Prasad. So Prasad means the remnants of Bhagavan, right? Sri Bhagavat Prasad. Sri Bhagavat means Radha and Krishna Prasad. As Vishwanath is glorifying the... what kind of guru is he glorifying here in this verse? I'm asking a question. What kind of guru is he glorifying in this Ashtakam?
His guru Rupanuga.
I said, what kind of guru?
Manjari Bahaguru.
No. He's glorifying a guru that worships Radha and Krishna.
Yes.
Some gurus worship Ram, is that right?
Yes.
Some gurus worship Vishnu, is that right? So how do we know that? Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Sri Radhika Madhavyorapara. Nikunja Yuno. That's all clear indicate my guru is in the Kunja Krita, with Radha Krishna serving as a manjari. So when we see Sri Bhagavat, you can say it means Lakshmi Narayan. Then we can say no, because that's out of context. Because Vishnath is a manjari, he's a Gaudiya Vaishnava, worship of Radha Krishna. And how can it be, how in verse 4 is Lakshmi Narayan, and when it's about the same guru, verse 4 is about Lakshmi Narayan, even you can say verse 3 is Lakshmi Narayan. Sri Vigraha Aradhana. Sri Vigraha Aradhana. Right? Sri Vigraha Aradhana. Sri Vigraha Aradhana. Aradhana means worship. He's worshiping the Sri Vigraha. Worshipping the Sri Vigraha means worshipping Radharani. Nityanana Shringar, because it says Nityanana Shringar with various types of ornaments. In other words, I mean, I could give a very nice explanation, all related, not now, but all related to the idea that the guru is Nikunji, is Yuktira Pekshaniya, Dakshat Ativalabhasya. My guru, the whole prayer is about a guru who is expert in Rati Keli Siddhai, in serving the amorous affairs of Radha and Krishna, the Kunja. This prayer is about that. Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Sid. He's got Siddhi. He's making their pastimes perfect. I mean, Samridhiman Sambhog. There's four types of Sambhog. Perfect. Ya Ali. Ali means gopis. Preshta Alibi Sevyamano Smarami. Divyad Brindaranya Kapal Jumadad Shimad Ratnagar Simasanasto Shimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Preshta Alibi Sevyamanam Smarami. I should remember Vishakha Sakhi and Tulsi Manjari and my Guru Sakhi. Alibi and Preshta. Preshta means very topmost special chief ones like Lalita Vishakha, Rupan Rati. So Ali means Gopi. So in this verse 6, everything is related. The Gopis are there, the Manjaris are there. Nikunja Yuno. Yuno means the pair. Yuno means Yuga. There's a pair, Radha Krishna and Nikunja. And what are they doing? What do men and women do when they get together? They enjoy the intimacies of amorous love. Rati Kaili. It's a play. Kaili means play. They play, love sports. They say sometimes love sports. Sports, love play. Rati Kaili. Siddha, Yali Bir. And Yali, Ali. Ali means the gopis. Yuktir, Apekshaniya. Yuktir, Apekshaniya. I'm very expertly, Yuktir means the guru is very expertly connected with the gopis. So the guru is connected, Yuktir. The guru is connected with the Alibis. And Tatra Adi Dakshat, he's very expert in helping them and assisting them. So we take this verse, Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasad. Sri Bhagavat Prasad means Radha Krishna Prasadi. Swad Anna Chittan Hari Bhakti Sangan. So Swad means to taste, to chew, to eat. And Anna means grains. So this is the point. And now if you're going to take Anna, there's four kinds of Annas, and one type of Anna is Harinam, and one type of Anna is Krishna's form, and one type of Anna is Krishna's qualities, and one type of Anna is Krishna's Leela. And then you want to chew that and taste that. Swad Anna, that's really an interesting idea. And you can say like that, but if we say something, it must be backed up by Shastra. So I can't. It seems from the very clear, the meaning is the Sanskrit, at least on the basic, obvious level, is swada ana triptan, means satisfy eating something, food and being satisfied. And Hari Bhakta Sangha means all the associates and servants and devotees of Hari. And triptan, bhajadak sadeva. So the devotees are enjoying it, and then the guru, he's enjoying seeing this. He always feels satisfied. Bhaja, well, that's interesting, bhaja. Bhajatak sadeva. Bhajatak, bhajan. Sadeva means sat. So the guru always feels, bhaja means feels. Or it's very satisfying to the guru's bhajan. The guru becomes very satisfied in his own bhajan if he sees that his disciples and other people are relishing, enjoying the remnants of Radha and Krishna. So the remnants of Radha and Krishna can be their Hari Katha, Radha Krishna Katha, Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam. So it's Amrit. Katha is Amrit, it's nectar, Swadana Chiptan. So I can only say that I would stick to the meaning, the obvious meaning, unless you see by some authentic, bona fide acharya, or one of our great acharyas commenting on this, then you can draw that other conclusion. You can make a more exact translation of it, but basically it seems to me that it's because we see Vishnu Chakravarti generally is expanding and elucidating concepts and tattvas that were first originally presented by Rupa Goswami. Right? Just like Rupa Goswami wrote a book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So then, 200 years later, it's a big book. So Vishnu Chakravarti made a summary of that book. It's called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. And another big book to explain Madhurya Ras and Gopis and Krishna, Rupa Goswami wrote Ujjala Nilamani. So then, to summarize that very vast book with all the technical descriptions of Ras and Bhav and Anubhav and all these things, and then he wrote a small book in Sanskrit called Ujjala Nilamani Kiran. And then there's the Bhagavatam, which is such a vast book, so huge, 18,000 shlokas. And then that was summarized in and also a big book, Brihad Bhagavatamritam. Not 18,000 shlokas, maybe 2,000 or 3,000. Then, 200 years later, Vishnu Chakravarti summarized that in a book called Bhagavat Amrita Kana. Bhagavat Amrita Kana. It's a nectar ray, a nectar kana. Kana means a particle of nectar. a ray, kana. Kira means, kana means particle. Kira means ray. Bhagavat Amrita Khan means a particle of nectar. Like we say, kan kan bole, Vrindavan mein, kan kan bole, shri radha radha. So he gave that. And then he gave that, but then also he gave that Ujjana Leelamani Kiran, but then also he wrote all commentaries. He wrote commentaries on the Ujjana Leelamani, huge commentaries. For example, on the first chapter 1 of Ujjana Leelamani, verse 21, there's a 32-page tika of Vishnu Chakravarti to explain Parakiya Bhav. And so, Ujjana Leelamani Kiran, which is Vishnu's summary of Ujjana Leelamani, is only a few pages, but just one verse, one tika is 30 pages or whatever. So so many meanings can be in all these shlokas, and we have Gopal Mantra and Kam Gayatri, but every guru has a different realization or meaning of that, and because it's unlimited. So then they share the meanings that they've realized and understood with their own followers. So Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, as I said, the take-off point was that Vishwanath is elaborating in many cases or expanding. Like the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu begins by a description of bhakti. Now Chakravarti, in his Madhurya Kadambini, then he elaborated on that. And like this, he gives. So we see in Upadeshamrita, verse 4 of Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami says, Dadati pratigrinati guyam akyati prichati bhunkte bojayate cheva shadvidam priti lakshanam. So here in this verse, Rupa Goswami is explaining sadachar, Vaishnav sadachar, the behavior and conduct of one devotee to another. Because bhakti is the marg, we say bhakti marg, that means the way of love, the path of love divine, on the way to Krishna, the path of love. So love means giving and taking. This is love. You give to me, I give to you, we share. We share physically, we share emotionally, we share metaphysically, we share our pran, we share our dan, we share our lives. This is love. So dadati pratigrinati, so you know the verse, offering gifts, accepting gifts, opening up one's mind to a trusted friend, or hearing their mind. So this is a sadachara. This verse is talking about sadachara behavior. And we find here, bhunkte bojayate chaiva. So you want to give some interpretation of this? This means eating philosophy and eating Harinam and eating Krishna Leela. Bojayate chaiva. So he says, you know, accepting food, accepting prasad, giving prasad. These are shadvidam, six kinds of priti. These are the characteristics of love, give and take. Help and heal. So therefore, this verse inspired Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, because this verse specifically talks about accepting prasad and receiving prasad. So this verse that was written by Vishnu 200 years after Rupa, it seems clear that he got inspired by this principle of establishing and preaching Vaishnava Sadachar, that this devotee, this is Upadeshamrita, these are nectary instructions from a guru to his disciple. Vishnava is instructing all of us as his disciples, you should behave like this. This is bhakti. Dadati pratigrinati. This is bhakti. So similarly, as Rupa Goswami is telling about Vaishnava Sadachar, that the ordinary Vaishnava should deal like this, give prasadam, receive prasadam. Now later when Vishnu Chakravarti is talking about not the ordinary Vaishnava, not the ordinary Vaishnava Lakshana, because it's sadvidag, and these are the characteristics. Now he's talking about the guru, the Uttamadikara. He's talking about the guru, the Lakshana of the guru, guru Lakshanam, not just the ordinary devotee. So the guru, so that verse, Chatur Vidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Svalana Chiptan, using this verse from Rupa Goswami, I'm concluding that the verse is about food. And just accepting food or accepting prasad and being happy with prasad and distributing prasad and being happy with the distribution of prasad, this is all part of Vaishnava sadachar, conduct and behavior of a proper bhakta, devotee, and the guru is exemplifying that in the topmost way. So therefore we're glorifying the guru for this wonderful behavior that he's showing by distributing prasadam and seeing that all the devotees are relishing the Bhagavad Prasad. When Prabhupada was in America, and then they wanted to attract people to come to the temple and get more following, so they started a Sunday love feast. And Prabhupada told the devotees, he said, everything has to be first class. Prabhupada liked to use this phrase. He called in Yamuna, Dasi, and whoever, all the Janaki and Dasi, whoever the early devotees were there in the early days, the different ladies and Kirtananda, different disciples that were cooking in New York in 66 for the love feast, or 67 or so. So he told them, make everything first class. Then he would ask them, so what is the menu? Oh, we're going to have deep-fried cauliflower, a cheese sabji, and tomato kofta balls, and a kheer, cauliflower pakoras, and tomato chutney, and papadam, and puris. So, okay, very good. That sounds very good. And Prabhupada had taught them all those recipes. So they made all this food like this. So this is what I can understand, that this verse, you can draw some esoteric meaning, especially if you're a Sanskrit pundit, but I would like to think that it's a very important verse in describing the guru, because some verses are describing, one verse is Nikunja Yonarati Keli. So this is showing the sadachar, or the behavior of the guru in his sakhi sarup, that he's expert over there. Dakshadati Valavasya. He's expert in assisting the sakis, alibi, sakis and other mandris, in pleasing and helping Radharani and Krishna attain the highest bliss in Nikunja Krita Lila. So that's an example of his behavior and his seva and his intimacy and conduct and behavior in his siddha sarup, the guru. Nikunja Yuno Ratike. But then you back it up to Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasado. There, we're talking about the guru and guru roop, sadhaka roop. And there, he's showing his expertise in behavior also, that he's expertly and liberally and kindly and personally distributing prasadam, especially to his disciples, as Prabhupada also did and showed the example, and to others. And he finds his satisfaction there. And he finds great satisfaction and distributing Krishna in the form of his prasadam. So all devotees, so this is an expression, this shows, this verse, Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada, shows Priti Lakshanam. It shows the guru distributing his love. Dadati Pratigrima, Dadati means giving love, Dadati Prema, Dadati Priti. The guru is giving love, he's showing love to the disciples and love to others by distributing prasadam. And Chaturvidha, verse of Guru Vastagam. And then you come to this other verse, Nikunja Yuno. Now the guru is pleasing the gopis and he's pleasing Radha and Krishna with his ideal behavior in his siddha sarup as a Manjari Kinkari maidservant of Srimati Radharani and Radha Govinda Yugo. So it's a very beautiful verse to just show how in his guru sarup the guru is showing love by distributing four kinds of tasty prasadam, and in his sakhi sarup or siddha sarup, he's also pleasing, and he's very expert. Expert means you're pleasing. If you do something expertly, or as Prabhupada said, first class, he's a first class manjari, then of course, if you do it that way, then Radha and Krishna will be very pleased and triptan and satisfied. So here in Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam, the guru is feeling triptan, Hari Bhakta Sangha. He's triptan, he's being very satisfied. But in his siddha sarup, he's giving great satisfaction to Radha and Krishna with his seva. So we can say this about this fourth verse from Guru Vastakam.